Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. So the listeners may not realize this, but you are dealing with allergies these days as the leaves pop out here in St. Louis.
It's not just the leaves. It's the pollen, I think.
Okay.
But the leaves, I'm sure, contribute to it as well because they're pushing all that pollen around and blowing
That's
around.
That's true. Well, yeah. I hope that you feel better soon. This session this morning, I wanted to kind of do a continuation of what we started actually the last 2 weeks here on Thursday mornings. And that is talking about the types of things you might want to notice should you have an aging loved one. Maybe it's your parent, your grandparent, your favorite aunt, your neighbor, and you are just starting to notice some changes. And what might some of those changes be that might signal you to want to look at some options? Mm-hmm. Of course, those options include independent living, which is you're fully independent and you move into an apartment or a patio home. And of course, you might need to bring in some home health or private duty, but you're fairly independent. Then you move to assisted living, just as a review for everyone. And that is when you really need assistance with one, two, or three more activities of daily living, or even more than that. And that's an apartment setting, but you are surrounded by staff 24/7. They can do everything from the medications, setting up medications, to helping with grooming, to light housekeeping. Some of these kinds, well, housekeeping is part of living in this apartment anyway, and three meals a day, lots of activities, companionship. So a couple of things to notice, and they are more from the standpoint of not so big picture like we've been talking about, but much more up close and personal when you're actually with them and maybe you're in your loved one's home. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you might want to look for is, are they seeming just a little bit more frail these days? Is there just something about their stature, the way they stand, their strength, how they can get around? Can they get up and down off of a chair more easily or less easily than before? And each time you're together, just kind of compare each of these observations from one time to the next. Another one is changes in appearance. So if your loved one or the person that you're with a lot used to be always very well groomed, if she's a woman, she had makeup, and it just all of a sudden is a little different, just a little more unkempt, maybe missing some of the hair appointments that she has set up every week. Or maybe even the clothes. Are their clothes just a little more wrinkled that they're just not maybe doing laundry or even doing the regular things that they would have done? And, maybe a gentleman who used to be so clean shaven is just a little bit of a scruffy beard, but maybe wasn't doing it on purpose. So those are just some of the things to kind of look for. Dishes in the sink instead of washing them on a regular basis. Maybe that's just either forgetful, or maybe it's just very time consuming and zaps the energy. We talked a little bit last week about that weight loss or weight gain, but also just even noticing in the refrigerator, is there food in the refrigerator? Has your loved one stopped going to the grocery store because it's a hassle or they forget? Is the refrigerator full of food that's spoiling, meaning they went to the grocery store, but they're forgetting that the food is in there? Are there no dishes in the sink? Are there signs that no meals have been prepared? Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that you want to take a look at that you wouldn't necessarily always notice unless you took the time to notice it. So then a couple of other social signs as well, and that is that taking a look at whether or not they still have a lot of the active friendships going. Even if someone cannot get out as often as they used to, do they talk about those friends? Are they calling them on the phone? Are they talking about how they get together or the families or the stories that they used to do? Because a lack of companionship can often be associated with depression, heart problems. Sometimes it's just easier to not go out anymore. And so you don't realize they're not going out anymore, but maybe the bridge club they used to be part of, the lunch bunch they used to go and visit with, they're no longer talking about that. They're no longer talking about these friends or even these neighbors down the street. Or how about days on end, they're just not even leaving the house. Or how about signs that they've really cut back on activities that they used to have and they used to love? Do they have a library card that they used to love going to the library? And, you know, maybe they're not into ebooks and so they want to get the library. They always used to go to the library. Sure. But has that library card expired? And all of a sudden, they're not going there anymore. And, you know, the other thing, the other piece would be, as you're starting to notice some of these changes, that would be to encourage you that if you can't always be there on a regular basis, that there is someone who can be checking on them. Maybe it's another neighbor. Maybe it's another family member. Maybe it's even talking with your children, your grandchildren, to have somebody stopping by every couple of days just to kind of check on that loved one. And of course, always, just in case, another thing that comes along, you know, these financial scams that can come, these telephone calls. It could be that just kind of talking with them and checking to see if what the account is in the what the balance is in the checking account. Some of those things kind of give you a clue as to, are the bills going unpaid? Are large sums of money gone all of a sudden? Some of those are signs that they really do benefit from having an assisted living environment where someone can be with them. Some of those worries and concerns are taken off of the table. So always good to check it out and be noticing any changes.
Listening to those things to be looking for, I'm kind of concerned about myself now because I met several of those. So either it means that they may have a decline in health or they may have a toddler.
That's true. Oh, that's true. Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that, Andy. I've been noticing all those. I do. The listeners can't see because I don't know that the cameras are on yet, but the listeners can see that you have that unshaven look. So I don't know whether or not it's something I should be. But yes, toddlers can also interrupt your life. So anyway, just as a closing devotional thought this morning, too, I thought I would hearken back to what we talked about last week. We talked about how you can pull back from your memory some of those very comforting things that can be such wonderful, wonderful faith markers in your life that can just bring you those wonderful memories. I actually had a memory moment this morning as I was driving here, and I noticed next to me in the car was an older gentleman, and he was wearing a hat. And I thought about my dad. My dad was a farmer, and so he always had his straw hat on. But whenever he went to church or whenever he went to something that was a dress-up occasion, he always put a hat on. So I think about those long-term memories, those things that bring you comfort. Many times it's the Psalms, and then it can also be those favorite hymns or the Lord's Prayer.
Sure.
So, Andy, the listeners don't know that I invited you to participate in our devotion this morning. We are all familiar with the Lord's Prayer, but sometimes we forget a little bit about what the words mean. We do our praying maybe of the Lord's Prayer more as a ritual than really holding meaning. So I came across this devotion that you and I will read responsively that I think brings a brand new meaning to each of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. I will start. I cannot pray our.
When my faith has no room for others and their needs.
I cannot pray Father.
When I don't recognize this relationship in my everyday living.
I cannot pray who art in heaven.
When all my interests and goals are set on earthly things.
I cannot pray, hallowed be thy name.
When I am not holy, even though I bear his name.
I cannot pray, thy kingdom come.
When I am not prepared to give up my own authority and accept the authority of God.
I cannot pray, thy will be done.
When I am not willing to let his will order my life, or when I follow his will complaining.
I cannot pray on earth as it is in heaven.
When I am not truly ready to place myself in his service.
I cannot pray, give us this day our daily bread.
When I ignore the true needs of others.
I cannot pray, and lead us not into temptation.
When I consciously decide to remain in a situation in which I am certain to be tempted.
I cannot pray, but deliver us from evil.
When I cherish what is evil, and am not ready to fight evil with the weapons of prayer.
I cannot pray, for thine is the kingdom.
When I am not obedient to the highest king.
I cannot pray, and the power.
When I am fearful of what my neighbor or friend might say or do to me.
I cannot pray and the glory.
When I seek my own honor first.
I cannot pray forever and ever.
When I do not believe it to be true today.
I cannot pray amen.
When I cannot earnestly say, whatever it costs, this is my prayer.
And we close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks, Jane. Great to spend some time with you talking this morning, and God's blessings on your week.
And yours as well.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.